Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Thank you for being so faithful. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you and the privilege of relationship. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Welcome somebody and tell them you are welcome to God's presence as you take your seat. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. That was very powerful. Church, I welcome everyone to church and bring you greetings from Calabar and from Anambra and from Maiduguri. I'm sure you know the implication of Maiduguri. Very, very shortly, we shall show you the clips of the program we had in those places. And we believe that our lives will never remain the same. In Jesus' name. It's our month of financial dominion. And we are looking very quickly at the secrets, covenant secrets of financial dominion, part 2. We have examined severally why God wants to empower his people. We looked at that last Sunday. Wanting to establish his kingdom in the earth, to confirm his goodness and so forth in the lives of his people. In 3 John verse 2, the Bible said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Our objective this morning is to understand, like we said, the secrets, foundational secrets of financial dominion. Covenant or scriptural secrets of financial dominion. When we say covenant, we are talking about what man does versus what God does. You do this and God does that. We establish 3 things by way of introduction. Number 1, that our God is a God of wealth and abundance. Who owns the heaven and the earth? Is our God of wealth, our God of abundance, owns the heavens and the earth. In Psalm 50 and in verse 12, we read Psalm 50 verse 12, it said, if I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. If I was hungry, I would not tell you. I am the owner of the world, I am the owner of the fullness. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and in verse 14, 1 Chronicles 29:14. Furthermore, he said, David was speaking. He said, but who am I? What is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come from you, all things. And of thine own have we given you. All things come from you. So God owns the heavens and owns the earth and owns everything. Number 2, we said in the last service that our God is a God of wealth and abundance, who empowers his people unto wealth and abundance. He empowers his people. It is scriptural. It is scriptural. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and in verse 12, 1 Chronicles 29 verse 12, the Bible said, both riches and honor come from thee. Both riches and honor come of thee. And thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might. And in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength to all, both riches and honor. Oh yes. Does God give riches and honor? Yes, he gave to Solomon. Is it only God that can give riches and honor? No. There are people who bow for the devil and the devil give them riches and honor. There are those also who get riches and honor by hard work, by intelligence, and by all any means. So we have 3 streams. There are people God empowered. There are people Satan empowered. And there are people who have a pathway of wealth by their wisdom, by their hard work, by their talent, by their giftings, and so on and so forth. What I am dealing with strictly today is what to do with God in order for God to empower us like Solomon and to get a clean wealth, clean resources, that we will not lose our soul in the process, that will make us to end our journey with God in heaven. That is what we are dealing with. Can somebody say a loud amen? It's a God of wealth and abundance, empowers his people unto wealth and abundance. And number three, we said our God is a God of wealth and abundance who empowered covenant fathers. Covenant fathers. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Covenant fathers unto wealth and abundance. In the first service, we saw the example of Abraham and the example of Jacob. Please place that number three on the screen again. In this service, we are going to see the example of Isaac and the example of Job. Genesis 26, verse 12 to verse 14. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great, went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks, possession of herds, a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. That was a man that God empowered unto wealth. His name was Isaac. Next example here is Job. Job chapter 1, verse 1 and in verse 3. There was a man in the land of Uz. His name was Job. He was perfect. He was upright. He feared God. He eschewed evil, and his substance was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, a very great household that is employee force, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. There is somebody here, God is going to make you the greatest in your generation. If you are a believer, say aloud, amen. So we have seen all of this. Question is, what are the covenant secrets? What do I need to do? What does God expect me to do? We outlined five things in the first service, and we are going to look at them quickly. The flip side of them. Number one is the God first living. The God first living. That is making God the most important person in your life's shadow. Making God the priority of your life is a covenant secret. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26 and in verse 5, the Bible said, concerning King Uzziah, he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. He sought God in the days of Zechariah. He pursued God. He put God first. And as he put God first, God put him first in his generation. In Psalm 63, verse 1 to 2, we saw the life of David, where he said, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee. In a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, such as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. The power of God, we know what it is. But the glory of God is the container of the wealth of God. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. That is, I am seeking God first. And as I pursue God, he gives me access to his glory, which is the container of his resources. Is God speaking? Say aloud, amen. If God is speaking to you, say aloud, amen. My dear brothers and my sisters, I came to advertise to you a master key, the password to the world of goods. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Make God the priority of your life. And you will not struggle for what the people of the world struggle for. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Can you imagine going for a crusade in Calabar? And what took you to the crusade is God and the souls of the people. You didn't talk about taking offering as you saw thousands of people. That didn't bother you. And you went to the next place, and you went to the next place. It didn't bother you. And you are going where normal people who their life matter to the won't go. Maiduguri. You know Maiduguri? That was the theater of war where people were beheaded in the city by terrorists. And that is where you are going. And you are not struggling for how the supplies will come for the crusades. Because it is scriptural principle. Seek first the kingdom and its righteousness. And all these things be added. Plane wait on you. Didn't go and come. It's on ground. For 5-6 days. For a whole week. Do you understand what I'm talking about? From Calabar. Alright, I'll come to that shortly. Because of the preaching. Don't struggle. Those who struggle for things never see the end of their struggles. But those who struggle for God don't struggle for things. Be real with God. Be real in your pursuit and passion for God. There are those who won't come to church because there is a business appointment. There are those who will interrupt their prayer schedule with God because somebody is calling them. Many, many years ago, with all due respect, I think our general here was the commandant of the Nigerian War College at that time. You remember that year, sir? What year was that? 1996, 97. That was when our church in Area 1 was being constructed. We just came. A young man was walking on the church site at that time. 96 is 29 years this year. They say they have a job for him from that organization. He said, I'm sorry I can't come. I am on the church site working. I'm on the church site working. Whoever was in charge of that job at that time, say you are in the church site working. And you cannot come to pick a job. I think it was a supply or a contract job. In that case, tell us where you are. We will meet you there with a job. The job met him there. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added. Is the God first living? Do it neatly. Do it tidily. That is number one. Number two is the practice of the covenant. The covenant of supernatural supplies. The covenant of supernatural supplies. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18 said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. So there is a power to get wealth. that he may establish his covenant. What is the covenant? Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. I will bless you, and you shall bless. Chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. What is the covenant? Whereas, for as long as you decide to be a blessing, I will bless you. A blessing to God, a blessing to man, I will bless you. For as long as you continue to be a blessing, if my blessing in your life will not stop with you, it will continue to flow. I will bless you to be a blessing. So the power to get wealth from God walks in the vehicle of that covenant. Blessed to be a blessing. I am blessed, I am a blessing. I am a blessing, and I am blessed. I am blessed, and I am a blessing. I am a blessing, then I am blessed. The cycle continues. It's like the game of chess. You move, and I move. I have moved, then you move. You move, I have moved. I have blessed you, you are a blessing. Since you are a blessing, I bless you. I bless you, you are a blessing. Since you are a blessing, I bless you. He said, I am releasing the power of wealth to establish the covenant of you being a blessing. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. In Genesis chapter 14 verse 18 all the way to verse 20. Abraham, Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was a priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thy hands. And he gave him the tithes of all. Abraham was releasing the tithe at the point of the blessing. The blessing was landing and the tithe was being released. It was more like a spiritual exchange, a spiritual transaction. The blessing was being released and his giving was being released. It was like this. Receive the blessing. I release my tithes and my giving. Receive the blessing. I release my tithes and my giving. It looks like for that blessing to settle, something was being released. For that blessing to settle, something was being released. That is called the covenant of supernatural supply. Can somebody say a loud amen? Can somebody say a loud amen? Can somebody say a louder amen? Can somebody shout the loudest amen? In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20 and in verse 25, the Bible said, I have showed you all things. 20:35. I have showed you all things. How that you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. How he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So there is a blessing in giving. There is a receiving in releasing. Is God speaking to anybody here? You go to 2 Chronicles chapter 9. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And in verse 6 to verse 7. Very, very insightful. But this I say unto you. He who soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he who soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart. So let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. I will come to that shortly. But he that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. Somebody say a loud amen. We saw the law of the tithe confirmed in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 to verse 12. We already saw Abraham giving the tithe. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough
to receive it. And I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake, and it shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. And all nations shall call you blessed. Somebody said, is the fight still relevant today? Yes. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 8. It says there, men, and here men that die receive tithes. But there he receiveth them, of whom it is witnessed that he liveth forever. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout a loud amen. Somebody say the loud most amen. So God says, I bless you. And in the blessing, free will give. All right. Free will givings, the one we do in the service. Giving to the poor, the less privileged. Giving towards evangelism. Giving towards church building and church establishments. Giving to the priest and the prophet. And these diverse givings, according as it is laid in your heart, is a covenant practice that we have proven, both by our practice, that's right, can be free will given, giving towards evangelism, kingdom projects, giving to the less privileged, giving in tithes, giving to the touch the priests and prophets over your life as led by the Lord. Covenant practice. These are things that have been proven. But I said four things in the first service, and I want to say that again, that we need to note about giving. Because when you talk giving, people become agitated and tensed up. Especially Judas Iscariot generation. But look at this. Can you place that on the screen? And number one, I said the giving of offerings and tithes is a product of relationship and revelation. You have the relationship with God, and you have the revelation of the word. It's not a levy. It's not a levy. It's not a contribution. It's the product of relationship. Abraham first gave the tithe because, not because he read it from the Bible, but because it was not written anywhere in the Bible to give the tithe before Abraham gave. But a product of his relationship with God and his revelation. It looks like God must have told him, if you want the blessing I want to give you to catch, you must give me a percentage of what I give to you. And then we saw how that was. Genesis chapter 14 verse 18 to 20 where we read. And then we saw how King Solomon loved the Lord, and he offered a burnt offering in 1 Kings 3 and in verse 3a. That is very, very important to note. Your relationship with God is more important than what comes from you to God. Your revelation from God is far more critical. Number two, or B, we said that the giving of offerings and tithes are not compulsory. So calm down. Don't be under tension, under any form of pressure. It is not compulsory. Now look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7. He said, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or by compulsion. For God loveth a cheerful giver. Can you give me other translations? Give me other translations. Let's get a better understanding. The Living Bible and other translations. Let every man do after the purpose of his heart, not giving with grief or by force. For God takes pleasure in a ready giver. You should each give then as you have decided, not with regret or out of a sense of duty. Well, I am duty bound, they say we should give. For God loves the one who gives gladly. I want each of you to take plenty of time to think it over and make up your own mind what you will give. That will protect you against sob stories and arm twisting. God loves it when the giver delights in the giving. Is that the pidgin English in Nigeria? Make each of una give us a plan for in mind. Not with regret. Or like say them for some. Because God loves person where they give with happiness. How did you get it. That is a revolution. Look at your say, God love person where they give with happiness. So just calm down. If you are not convinced, no, nothing spoil at all. The work of God was successful before you were born. It will continue with or without you. Calm down, all the way down, calm. There are those who are agitated about giving who don't enter church at all. Let's take a look at the point number 3 that I said is C-part. So I said any form, let's get that. Any form of giving that you gave under pressure or feel that you were coerced to give was a waste of resources, a waste. Thirdly, we said God and his work can never be stranded without man's giving. Never. Jesus once sent somebody to the sea. He said, open the fish mouth and bring out the money that is inside. Never stranded. With all due respect, when this construction started, there were people who said, the whole of the foundation, they are the ones to do it, they pledge it. Not that, I'm not saying that they didn't have the mind to do it. But their money did not come, maybe. And it didn't stop. There are people who have made all manner of promises who couldn't keep them. But God didn't wait for them. Somebody say a loud amen. If God was waiting for people, the work of God would never have gone anywhere. Finally, I said, every giving to God, say the third point again, God and his work can never be stranded without man's giving. And fourthly, every giving to God is a matter of privilege and of opportunity, not a matter of favor to the kingdom. Please bear that in mind. Nobody favored God or favored church because they gave. In case you doubt it, withhold the giving so you watch. Who is actually favored? Just withhold it. You won't find most people talk like this. Withhold it. The favor was done to the giver. Not to the one that was given, not to God. The favor, and I say that 1,000 times. Take your seat. One man told the story of how he met us in south part of this country. We came, he met us in the hotel, my wife and I. Brought a little token, made this. One or two vehicles available for the crusade that we came for, the program we came for. This was like 2022. And he said he saw in the revelation how God showed me him, and he followed me for a crusade. He was in another church. I don't know if he's in that church till now. But he followed me for a crusade and so on and so forth. And then he realized there is a connection between him and this pastor. So he came for that meeting, made his two vehicles available. And then became connected. He said, as at the time we met him, the highest money he had ever seen was $100 million. That is everything. That is highest. He said, from 2022 to 2024, we are now in 2025, everything shifted until his asset, that is, assets on ground is in billions. That is including ship on the sea, vessels. Aside liquid, that is, he can call up a billion in cash and it's available. Level deal. That was a man. That was a man who went to dedicate one of the churches that he built. Built the church, built the pastorum, built everything. Well, it's one of the churches we dedicated recently. Everything changed. Now, if he gave, God is not moved. If he didn't give, God will not be moved. The kingdom will not be moved, but something moved in his life. Because of this construction, somebody took the 50,000 he had been saving in his suit pocket and put it in this construction. That was the last he had. That is 2017. This is 2025. The person is inside billions today. 4 weeks later, a job of $100 million came after that 50, and yet he had no company to execute the job. No company. Same person can pay for a whole crusade now, today. So it is not it is okay between those people whose testimony I'm giving now and God, who was favored? The work of God has been on since before they were born. And will continue. If they never gave, nothing will stop. I say that again. It doesn't matter how rich anybody is, if you don't, or how poor, if you don't give a dime, the kingdom will feel nothing. It may make some people angry, but that is the truth. Including this pastor. If I don't give a dime to this assignment, nothing will shake. But I see something changing for somebody. So don't let anybody brainwash you or make you just wasting you and wasting your life. Don't just tell them I'm not under pressure. And don't ever be anywhere where somebody puts your life under pressure and say, if you don't give, this one will happen. If you don't give, tell them himself, calm down. God had never even forced anybody in scripture to do anything contrary to their will. Adam, see all the fruit. If you want, eat this one. If you want, don't eat it. I won't force you. And he didn't force Adam. Adam did what he wanted to do. And he remained with the consequences. Hallelujah. But I see people here today. God is changing your life. If you are saying amen, you will say a bigger amen. God is changing your story. I can tell more and more of these stories. But I want to let someone know, the next time your story shall be the next to be told. Say amen like a believer. The next time your story shall be the one to be told. The next time your story shall be the one to be told. Shout the loud most amen. I am going to rush now because of time. The practice of the covenant. And number three is the life of diligence. God blesses diligent people. He blesses people who do things with their hands. We read in Deuteronomy 28 and in verse 8. He said, the Lord shall command the blessing upon you in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. The blessing of God is looking for the work of your hands. When Joseph and his brethren, when Joseph received his brethren in Egypt, Pharaoh was looking for somebody who would take charge of his wealth. In Genesis 47 and in verse 6, he said, the land of Egypt is before thee. In the best of the land, make thy father and brethren to dwell. In the land of Goshen, let them dwell. And if you know any men of activity among them, men of activity, make them rulers over my captain, over my cattle. Men of activity, energetic people, hardworking people.
Put them in charge of my wealth. If you have another translation, we can see it, including the Pidgin English. Then Joseph brought the land of Egypt is theirs. Let them settle in the region of Goshen, the best part of the land. And if there is any capable men among them, put them in charge of my livestock. Okay, go to another translation. That word, men of activity. And if you know any among them that are especially good at their work, put them in charge of my own livestock. Anyone who is good, any man of energy, select any place for them. Land of Egypt, not their own. Make them settle for the best part of Goshen region. If any of them they strong, make you put them in charge of my livestock. No be person where they weak. If any of them days, destruction of the poor is his poverty, so there is strength there. 11:16, can I see 11:16? A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men, not weak men, strong people, energetic people conquer wealth. People of energy, people of strength. People who will weary out opposition. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You saw how Isaac wearied out opposition. In Genesis chapter 26 from verse 18, he dug a land. Named them after the waters. And then the Philistines will resist him. The next verse. Isaac dug in the valley and found a well of springing water. And the headmen of Gerar strove with him. He moved from there and he went somewhere else. They strove with him. He moved from there. He kept on till he came to the place of enlargement. He refused to be tired out. That closed door could not close his energy. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Beloved brothers and sisters, in Proverbs chapter 10 and in verse 4, the Bible said, he becometh poor that dealeth with a weak hand not by our Lord Jesus Christ. That with quietness they walk so that they can eat their own bread. Do you want to eat your own bread? You need to walk with your hands. You don't want to be at the mercy of people. You need to walk. We have a lazy generation looking for quick money. So they go online for fraud. But God is calling you. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30 to verse 33. I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of a man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns. The field of the slothful, and nestles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come as one that traveleth, and as thy want as an armed man. Give it to me in the Pidgin English. Proverbs 24, verse 30 to verse 33. I think it is clear now. Come again. As you they sleep. Look at the but as you they sleep. Sleep if you want sleep. No, they won't take you to police station because you oversleep. You didn't commit crime. But sleep if you want sleep. Fold your hands and rest for a while. But as you they sleep, poverty go attack you like armed robber. What are the next verse? He go attack you. Like I'm robber. He go come when you no expect. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Listen, beloved brothers and sisters. Look at your neighbor. Say, wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Hallelujah.
Go to Onisha in the morning by 4 a.m., 5 a.m. 4 a.m. Everywhere is alive. And by the time you are thinking of sleeping, people are already up in wake up.
Give that to me in that translation. Proverbs 20 verse 4.
Farm away, they too lazy to farm in field for the right time. No get anything to harvest.
Was that verse 4? Proverbs 13 verse 4. Proverbs 13 verse 4.
All right, wait a minute. Let's read the number one first. The soul of the sluggard desireth and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. All right. You know, matter how much lazy person feet wants something, you know, go ever get them. He wants Rolls Royce. He wants aeroplane. You know, go ever get them. Person where work hard, go get everything where he want.
How many of you want to get everything you want?
And in the name of Jesus, I declare it is released. They are released. Grace to receive your expectations. They are released to you right now. In Jesus' name. When people wake up in the morning and they are hitting the road to walk, hit the road. I don't know where to go. Just keep going. Let the Holy Ghost direct you. You don't have work experience. Advertise yourself. Are you looking for worker who want to work free of charge? Say, what do you mean? Say, yes. I want to work free of charge here for 6 months. Don't pay me. Let me get work experience. What? I want to work free of charge here. You can search me out, security check, anything. I'm available. I just want to work. I don't want to stay at home. I want to work. I'll trust God to find transport money to come every day. But you will use the first 6 months. Let me get work experience. After that, interview me. They will just look at you up and down first. What did you read? MSc Architecture. What? You are hired on the spot without interview. Hit the road. Weary out the devil. Responsibility is the door of opportunity. Responsibility is the killer of adversity. Accept responsibility. Hit the road. Let God see you that you are not waiting for things to happen. You are happening to things. You are making the things to happen. And it's a new day for somebody. Finally, as we rush towards conclusion, we need the God first living or mentality. Secondly, the practice of the covenant. Thirdly, the life of diligence. Number four is the life of joy and praise. Joy is a fertilizer. Praise is an irrigator of your harvest. Joy and praise. The life of joy and praise. Jeremiah chapter 30 and in verse 19 to 21. Jeremiah 30, 19 to 21. It said, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them shall make merry. And I will multiply them. And they shall not be few. I will also glorify them. And they shall not be small. I will multiply them. And their children also shall be as aforetime. And their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all that oppress them. Verse 21. And their nobles shall come out of them. And their governors shall proceed from their midst. So important people shall come out of them. If only they will agree that out of them, voice of thanksgiving can come out. If out of them, merrymaking can come out. Listen, joy is the secret one of multiplication. And number two of glorification. Things multiply around the excited. Glory happens around the excited. And like I said, glory is the container of God's wealth. I will glorify them. I will multiply them. That is, frustration, depression diminishes you.
Frustration reduces you. Anything that attacks your joy, attacks your increase, attacks your multiplication. And I will show that to you shortly. Now look at Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17. Say, although the fig tree shall not blossom, I'll read to verse 18. Neither shall fruit be in the vines, and the labor of the olive shall fail. Praise God, and to celebrate God, you can't remain there. Anybody who knew us in this church, from the day one when the church started till now, will know that energy has not reduced. Excitement has not reduced. Celebration has not reduced. If anything, it has increased. Do you understand? But the same intensity with which I preached in cultural center to 34 people, 35 people, the same intensity with which I preached at Sheraton Ballroom to 60 people, to 70 people, like I was preaching to the whole world and dancing and jumping and celebrating, is the same intensity today. We never looked at in those days when rain didn't know when to fall except Sunday morning. In those days, are you following what I'm saying? And then, you know, committed people will beat the rain. Rain won't beat them, they will beat the rain. But the very majority of people will just relax. And it appears like you prepared very intense message, and the people to hear it are not there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Most of those days, we start with celebration in the service. We start with the dance. That is the first attack for the devil. Say, devil, for your information, we are unmoved. Am I communicating at all? And then they increase, and then they increase, and then they increase. Beloved, if the devil wants to dry up your resources, he will dry up your joy. Joel chapter 1 verse 11 and in verse 12. Joel chapter 1 verse 11 and in verse 12. He said, be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen. How? O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languishes, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Everything around the joyless is dry. I hope our translation put it in some ways that is interesting. Joel 1, 11 and 12. Farmers, make una cry. Una where they take care of vines, make una cry. Yes, all crops don't destroy. The vines don't dry. And the fig trees, don't they dry? All the trees of the field, the pomegranates, the palm and the apple, don't they die? And people don't get joy again. He said, because joy, right, this one. He said, because joy is withered. If your joy is dry, everything around you dries up. Someone say a loud amen. Someone say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. One of the things that our accounts department must do during sorting out of whatever God brings is praise, is joy. Because whatever came did not come because of buying and selling. You didn't do anything to bring the release. God brought it, whatever amount it is. You celebrate it. When the children of Israel got manna, and they call it manna, they ate it for 40 days. God didn't change the appetite, change the menu. Manna means, what is this? What is this? Instead of saying, praise the Lord, thank you, Father, for this supernatural life, they carry, what is this? God said, you say, what is this? It shall be that for 40 years. It shall remain that for 40 years. And it remains so for 40 years. That shall not be your portion. Many people kill their salary when they received it. What is this? They already calculated. There will be too much month ahead of at the end of this salary. And they kill the salary. The potential died. Oh, wow. Thank you, Lord, because I even have a job. There are many who don't have any job. Thank you, Lord, for the potential of this money. And before you know it, The things you would have bought with money, God will help you get it, get them. Somebody just gave you this, gave you that, and the money is saved in your hands. And then you can have the money to invest and then multiply, which we shall talk about probably next Sunday. Hallelujah. We must have the life of joy and praise. Finally, it is the mindset of abundance. The mindset of abundance. Success is a mindset. Failure is a mindset. Success is a mindset. Failure is a mindset. Abundance is a mindset. Poverty is a mindset. There is a way the mind of people who have abundance work. And there is a way the mind of people who have scarcity. There is a way the mind works. Genesis, or at Proverbs chapter 21 verse 5. The Bible said, the thought of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. When the diligent man thinks, he thinks only plenty. So that plenty is a function of the thought. And scarcity is also a function of the thought. There was scarcity and famine in the land of the Philistines. In Genesis 26 verse 12. Alright, if you read verse 1. Genesis 26 verse 1. There was famine in the land. Beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, the king of the Philistines. There was famine. In that land of famine, where people were thinking of what to eat, Isaac was thinking of what to harvest in the same famine land. And in verse 12 to verse 16, he exploded until the Philistines envied him. Am I communicating at all? It's a mindset. We are not at the back because we are black. We are at the back because of, majorly because of the lack of mentality. If this land, Nigeria and Africa, is totally bad, you won't see one white man here. Many years ago, I traveled to Warri and Port Harcourt, the days where they were kidnapping a lot of people in that region. I saw white men everywhere. I said, wow. So no matter how dangerous it is, you can't drive. What is it that likes honey so much? You can't drive. It's just there. This place is dangerous, but these people are there because of what is in the ground. Am I communicating? It's a function of the mind. Listen to this. When you lie down, the horse and the cow, both of them are lying on the ground, and you tell them to get up, the two of them get up differently. The cow gets up with the back leg first before the front. It is backward minded. That is why nobody uses the cow as a racing animal. The horse gets up with the front leg first, ready to charge. That is the difference in their outcome. The horse is a racer, charges to the battle. The cow is only for meat. Mama. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you don't want one of the men, Austrian and others, met me and they said they have to go to Oka in the morning. They will have to leave by 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. very early to go to Oka ahead of us because it was a 7 hours minimum journey. 7 hours minimum on Nigerian bad road. The other guy, the other day, did 11 hours on that road. He stopped in one or two places, but did 11 hours. So when I say 7 hours, they had already paid their fare. They all paid their own airfare to come to Calabar. They are paying their fare everywhere. I say, it's all right. You can't pass through this first. Wait for me. Let me ask another aircraft to come. And there are about 12 or 14 of them. Wait, that's ushers, protocol, medical team, and then some equipment people. See the mindset. You don't think money first. You think the result. Do you understand what I'm saying? Jesus said, Jesus, with love and care and passion, Jesus said, give them to eat. He's not saying, somebody say, how will you get enough bread to buy? Or how many penny worth of bread? That is, how much money do you have that you are saying they should feed 5,000 people? Say, calm down. Who is talking about money here? Let's talk about the solution first. Feed them, give them to eat. That was how I said. So I sent for another aircraft to come for them. When it was close to time to come, that aircraft said they had a little technical hitch and the pilot would not move. I think the engine had a vibration or something. And they wanted to check what it was. Then I called the aircraft that is on ground with us. I said, you know what? We have a team of people that are going for the crusade. Will you drop us and come back and pick these ones? Like taxi cab, like Bolt. A whole plane. That was how they dropped us, went back, picked them, dropped them. And then when we were going to Maiduguri, they dropped again, went back, picked them, dropped them. Maiduguri from Oka is 1 hour, 20 minutes. That's 2 hours, 40 minutes going and coming. That 7 hours trip they would have made was 30 minutes in the air. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's all about mindset. Things like who dash monkey banana must never be a statement from your mouth. They say, can you do this? Say, who dash monkey banana? Are you a monkey? Do you understand what I'm saying? There are things people say. And it just limits their minds. I like you to free your mind. Free your mind to let ensure that your mind is elastic, not plastic. Let it be free to run, free to travel, free to imagine all manner of possibilities. He said, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine. Free your mind, free your mind. If it is thinkable, it is possible. You didn't hear what I just said. If it is thinkable, it is possible. If you can imagine it, it can emerge. If it is thinkable, it is possible. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And the truth of the matter is, what man sees determines what God gives. Genesis 13, verse 15, and I round off there. What you see is the determinant of what God will give. If you can't see it, God can't give it. What we are doing now is not where it's not happening by accident. We saw it coming. We went to Cross River State. 8 of the state's commissioners were at the airport to receive us, sent by their governor who is not in the state. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Sent his deputy governor who had to see it, but these ones came. And then he himself came later. That his governor sent him. That they need the help of God in their state. They need the mercy of God. Many, many things that he said that we have to pray about. Then to Oka, where you saw the governor himself. Then to Maiduguri, where the governor sent his commissioner to see us and to let them know this is the season that they are in. But they are happy to receive us. Every hospitality possible. In terms of, he deployed the commissioner of police to be on the ground. All manner. And then we did the commission boreholes. They were there. Do you understand what I'm talking about? These things that we are seeing, they didn't drop by chance. We saw them coming and they came. What you don't see coming will never come. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? They will never come. It's a new day for you. I'd like you to change your mind. Change your mind so you change your life. Change your mind so you change your destiny. Whether, you know, Abraham went to heaven and Lazarus went to heaven. You know Lazarus and the rich man, the one that died, that the dog licked his sores, and he went to heaven in Abraham's bosom. You remember the story? The same heaven Abraham, the father of the blessing was the same heaven that Lazarus, the poor man, was. Whether you go to heaven like Abraham or Lazarus is a matter of choice. Stand up on your feet. That you are like Lazarus does not mean you will go to hell. You can pass through hell to go to heaven. And you can pass through heaven to go to heaven. It's a matter of choice. Abraham was on the earth. He said, thy kingdom come and thy will be done in this earth while we are on earth here. The same way that is in heaven now. Let us experience a little bit of it. Somebody say amen. If anybody say poverty will take you to hell, it's not truthful. There are plenty of people who ended in heaven with poverty. It's just that there are opportunities on the earth that they didn't touch, that they could have touched. Can you imagine doing 3 crusades in 1 week by going to the airport and waiting for the next flight? Flight is canceled. People are waiting at Calabar. You arrive the next day. You say, I apologize. Who will wait for you? I apologize. Our flight was canceled. Then after that one, you fly from Calabar to Abuja because you can't get flight from Calabar to Accra. Then you wait at the airport to connect to Accra. And then they delayed you again. Maybe Accra when you miss 2 days. Then you return from Accra without crusade because you couldn't get. And then you return to Abuja to go to Maiduguri. And you arrive Maiduguri in the heat of the day. And you know how cool Maiduguri is. It would be too much. That would be too much. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. It is a convenient way to get results. Provided it is not yourself you want to glorify, and it's not your own name or your own assignment you are pursuing, and it is God you represent on this earth, there is an easy way to get the things done, and it can be done. Somebody say a loud amen. I told the aircraft operator, can the aircraft go and come? I say it's not convenient, let it remain there from day one to the end of the crusade. That's wherever we arrive, it's packed. As we move to the next place, he arrives there, it's packed. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? It's a new day for somebody. If you are that person, say a loud amen. Did somebody receive something here today? Lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father, I come before you today. I thank you for your word. Pray after me, say, Father, I receive the grace for the God first lifestyle. I receive the grace for the God first lifestyle. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord, with the discipline of the covenant practice. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord, with the life of diligence. Deliver me from laziness. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord, with the life of joy and praise. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord, with the mindset of abundance. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray.
Irakata kapara daga zokoto kopereteti. Jente pepra krok frente kosala dadaya. Jenge balana nago zokota la barifataya. Enle koto peruza zuga la halati. Retwe fia latana buraga sataya. Enle koko pepra gofeti lo sotano. Ipera suzua la laga atata. Rakata barofeti na niala gohotonia. Enle frekleke fitadia babaradi satoya. Ipera no sendula biata tanimo. Ropo foto toko popro proto toya.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercies. Blessed be your name, Adonai. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat.